Mana Garden is our treasure. Please pray for them. This morning, we welcome you to the and we welcome you to the first Lord's Day of Advent. We are now beginning the important season of waiting for the nativity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we sang hymn number 94, Hisashiku Machi Nishi, O come, Emmanuel, together. When we sang this hymn, I was reminded of the fact that we have welcomed Advent this year as well. Advent is a time of waiting for and celebrating the birth of Lord Jesus, but it is also the time to reflect on the past year. But at the same time, it is a time to reflect on the past year. In a month or so, we will reach the end of the year 2022. When we look back over the past year, what will we see? With these thoughts in mind, I would like to study the meaning of the Nativity of the Lord Jesus Christ together with you this morning from the Bible. Revelation chapter 22, verse 10 through 21. Let's read. Then he told me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this scroll, because the time is near. Let the one who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let the vile person continue to be vile. Let the one who does right continue to do right. And let the holy person continue to be holy. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star, the Spirit, and the bride say, 'Come,' and let the one who hears say, 'Come,' let one who is thirsty come, and let one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hurts the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to the person the plague described in this scroll. And if anyone takes words away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. He who testified to these things said, 'Yes, I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. Why Revelation in Advent? This morning's selection of scripture may seem strange to many of you. This is the first time for me to give a Christmas message from the book of Revelation. Even so, there is a good reason why I chose the last chapter of the Book of Revelation, chapter 22. The answer is that we are looking forward to the coming of the Lord, just as God's people Israel were looking forward to the birth of Messiah, the Savior of the world, the time when the Lord Jesus was born. It was a time when the Empire of Rome, Roman Empire, was in control. It was a time when everyone was suffering, not only the Roman Empire. The land of Judea had long been ruled by powerful nations, and the days of glorious kingdom of Israel were already far behind. Therefore, the Jewish people had been waiting for the revival of Israel and the coming of Messiah. Finally, Christ was born, and the history changed dramatically. There was the public life of Christ, his death and resurrection on the cross, followed by Pentecost and the birth of the church. The church exploded from there. The gospel increased and spread, and the groups of saved Christians were born one after another. At the same time, the persecution against the church gradually became stronger, greater, and more extensive. This was the first great trial that church experienced. The Book of Revelation was written during a time of persecution. It is safe to say that this letter reflects the atmosphere of longing for second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He who testifies to these things say, "Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. The words, "Come, Lord Jesus," this is translation of the Aramaic word Maranatha. Maranatha. It is said that it was word of greeting in early church and used as a prayer in sacrament. Why Lord come to us? It was honest prayer for the church, which was experiencing a time persecution and great trials. It was a time when many Christians were captured, tortured, and murdered. The time of Apostle John, who wrote the Book of Revelation, was a time of crisis for the church. It was a time when people's suffering increased, their grief deepened, they encountered great trials. This is why the Maranatha and earnest prayers were offered in anticipation of the Lord coming. First of all, I asked you all why the revelation in Advent. It is because we also need the earnest prayer of the Maranatha, waiting for the Lord. Here we have two contrasting people in verse 10 and 11. While they are unjust and then they're unclean, we must not forget the righteous and the holy. We are told that this contrast, each characteristic exhibited by both, will be further deepened. unjust and clean will become more and more intense. And the righteous and the holy will also deepen their aspect. It is as if light and darkness are becoming stronger and darker. When we look back on the year 2022, we are reminded of the many and the varied events and incidents that took place during this day. Even in our own society here in Japan, there have been horrific incidents and major disasters that make us wonder how much things could have happened. But the most important of all for us was the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, which became reality in February of this year. Russia, a superpower with great military and political influence, launched an invasion of neighboring Ukraine. It became a major historical event, a war of aggression, literally. It is not only Ukraine. Last year, in February, another major news story came to our attention, and it was a heart-wrenching and tragic incident. It was a military coup in Myanmar, and the year before that, the democracy movement in Hong Kong was literally twisted by political power and forced into silence. What we hear from Ukraine, Myanmar, and Hong Kong is the bloodshed there. The cries of grief from Ukraine, Myanmar, and Hong Kong are cries of those who have lost so much that is dear to them, deprived of their freedom and security. Religious oppression and persecution by politicians is also becoming more and more serious. This month, we have been praying for the churches and the Christians under persecution around the world. There have been reports of persecution against the Christian church in countries such as Afghanistan, Algeria, India, and Sri Lanka that have become more serious in recent years. This means that persecution is not a thing of the past, nor is it a very exceptional country or region. This is a world where the unjust are becoming more and more unjust, and the unclean are becoming more and more unclean. This is not just the story of end of the first century when Revelation was written. It is a reality of the world we face and the society in which we live. That is why this is Maranatha, a prayerful cry for the Lord to come. Everything that happened at the first Christmas was also promised that have been prophecies in advance through the months of prophets. The coming of the promised Messiah, announced to shepherds and revealed to the doctors of the East, was fulfillment of that prophecy. Christmas is fulfillment of that promise, bringing the good news that God's only begotten Son has indeed come to this world in which we live. But in the time of John, when the book of Revelation was written, Lord Jesus Christ had already returned to heaven after his resurrection from the death on the cross. In front of the disciples, the Lord was enveloped in a cloud, ascended into heaven. The angels said to the disciples, "You are the one who are going to be with us." Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Men of Galilee, they said, why you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. He will come again because of this promise. The church and God's people began to long for coming of the Lord. Not only the disciples, we also wait for the Apostle John in the midst of persecution. We wait for the Lord, our Savior. This is prayer of faith that the church has offered for 2,000 years, just as Israel, God's people, longed for coming of Messiah. The Lord came this earth at Christmas. This is prayer of Maranatha prayer, an honest prayer asking the Lord to come. But waiting is not easy for anyone. We live in an age where speed is demanded in everything. We want result as soon as possible. As soon as possible, we certainly live in such a society. That is why we must be prepared to be wait. It is precisely because we live in an age in which it is difficult to wait that we are called upon to ask ourselves why we must wait and how we should wait. The Lord Jesus said here, behold, I come quickly. He was saying, I am coming soon to reward each of you for your deed. At the same time, Lord tells us who he is. Verse 13, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. We are not waiting for just anyone. We are not saying, I don't care what kind of being you are. Just come to me as soon as possible. Who is the one we are waiting for? Why do we wait for him so long? Here the Lord Jesus said that he is the Alpha and the Omega, just as English alphabet begins with letter A and ends with the letter Z. So the Greek alphabet being with the letter Alpha ends with the letter Omega. It is taken the first and the last. It is beginning and the end. For us human beings, the first and last refer to birth and death. We who are born into this world must eventually, without fail, die. The beginning of life is also the end of life. It is a limited life. The one we are waiting for, however, is not finite, but eternal and infinite. And when the Bible says that he is the Alpha and the Omega, it means that our Lord is the creator and the finisher of the whole world. When we say that God created the heavens and the earth in the beginning, we know that this is where it all began, the beginning of the world, beginning of history, and beginning of all living things. At the same time, the Lord, the true ruler, is the one who leads the world to perfection. When we are told not to take our eyes off Jesus, the founder and the finisher of our faith, we realize that we are incomplete. We are not perfect. We know that we are incomplete, that we are still in the process of being perfected. But Lord, we long for is the one who leads us to perfection. In the reality of a created world distorted by sin and seemingly controlled by force of evil, the time of perfection is coming for us. The Lord will redeem us, nurture us as born again, grow us, and eventually lead us to perfection. Therein lies the hope of those who wait. There is a precious promise of waiting for the Lord. And verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am fruit and the offering of David and the bright morning star. This verse, Lord Jesus introduced himself. He is the root and descendant of David, and he is said to be shining dawn star. This is well-known term that refers to Venus, which shines brightly and beautifully in the dawn sky. Dawn, or just before dawn, it's said to be darkest time of the night. Akaboshi, a bright star, shines brilliantly in this jet black darkness. The bright star of dawn, the star that shines so brightly, it's said to be the Lord Jesus Christ. In the land of Jews, where the first Christmas was celebrated, there was a heavy atmosphere. It is said that it was a time when the darkness covered the world. That is why the Messiah, the root of David, came then. The Lord was born to us as a red light shining in the darkness. And now we wait for the Lord in the same time, same way. In the midst of this world where darkness covers the world and the power of evil infests it, the Lord Jesus Christ will come again. The Lord who led history to its end redeems this world and lead it to perfection will come. Therein lies our hope. That is why we can look up and wait for the Lord, not down. Next is verse 14. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic as the sexually immoral, the murderers, the outriders, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. Lord Jesus will prepare a city for us as soon as he comes again. Blessed are you that your garments will be washed, and the privilege of eating fruit of tree of life. He says that it is such blessings that will be prepared for us in that city. When Adam and Eve ate of fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they lost their life, just as Lord said they must die from then on. The Lord God covered their nakedness with garment of skins for their sake. But in the heavenly city, the Lord has prepared for us. We will be allowed to wear white robes washed in the blood of lamb, not garments of skin. And by eating of fruit of tree of life, we will partake of eternal life. We are invited to this promised place. That is why we wait for the Lord. When we look back over the past year, we may feel that we have spent our days as usual, busy with our life. We spent our days worrying about what to eat and what to wear. We felt inadequate for necessity of life and anxious about tomorrow. Would it continue again next year? No, it would be repetition for the rest of my life. It seems like such a repetition, but I must not worry about what to eat and what to wear. Do not spend your days worrying about such things, and do not spend your days being distracted and discouraged by such things. The Lord leads us to walk in which the kingdom of God, His righteousness, come first. He invites us to a way of life in which all our needs are provided for. And do not spend your days being and the Lord will clothe us with holy garment washed in the days to come. He will give us fruit of tree of life and lead us to the place where we will spend eternity with Him. That is a heavenly city He prepared for us, and that is sure hope He gives us. That is why we wait for the Lord. We wait for the Lord's coming with hope. I would like to conclude today's message by listening to the Lord's last words to us. Verse 18 and 19. I want everyone who hears the word of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to the person the plague you described in this scroll. And if anyone takes word away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. It is written about the word of prophecy, the word of the book of prophecy. If taken literally, this would refer to the words of Revelation as written by John. It is the vision that John saw, and the words of prophecy that put that vision into words. However, we think it is safe to read this as referring to the entire Bible, that is, the entire Word of God. The Word entrusted to the Lord. In other words, it refers to the entire Bible as the Word of God. And John says that nothing must be added to that entrusted word of God. He says that nothing should be taken away. Why this? Because this is word of God. Historically, the word of God has been a battle of these very things. There is a temptation to add words of man to the word of God, the Bible, because it is the word of a great man. Because it is the word of a great man, we treat it as if it were a Bible. we listen to it as if it were a word of God. That would be the sin of adding something to the word of God. There is a temptation to discount the Bible as the word of God. This part is important, that part not so much. This is the word I need, but that is not. The temptation is so temptation is to color code God's word and make distinctions. The attitude of not listening to the Bible, seeing it as irrelevant and meaningless, we will have to be careful with such an attitude. In the end, what is required of us to listen to God's words as God's word. This is attitude that is required of us. And I believe that this is the kind of faith that is required of us in the end times. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. The very first Christmas birth was God coming to earth as the Word. Jesus Christ was the very Word of the God who revealed who God is and pointed to who He is. However, people had a different attitude toward Christ, the promised Messiah. Some denied that Jesus was not God and tried to dismiss Him. Others tried to impose false expectations, saying that Jesus is the second coming of King David. We need to hear again the admonition not to subtract or add anything from Christ, who is the Word of God. We need to listen to the Word of God now so that we can wait for the Lord. John also said, the word of prophecy, the word of God, shall not be sealed up, because the time is near. The day is surely at hand, we say. We are waiting for the Lord, the second coming. We will welcome the Lord of Christmas. So, with the Maranatha prayer, I would like to pray that we will be able to wait for the nativity of the Lord Jesus Christ again in this year. Let us pray. Dear God, once again, we are celebrating the season of Advent. It was truly being here of many things, personally, as a church, and in the world. All kinds of things happened one after another. We could not hide our confusion and surprise. However, that is why we are once again eagerly awaiting the Lord coming again. Just as God's people Israel awaited the coming of Messiah, we also await the coming of Lord Jesus Christ. We also look forward to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in this time period. Some of you may have entered Advent in the midst of suffering due to hurt and some events and problems. Some people may be suffering from anxieties and worries about the future. That is why we pray. We offer the Maranatha prayer. Lord, come to us together with the Apostle John. Please let us continue to wait for the fulfillment of the Lord's promise. God Emmanuel, God who became man, our Lord, Lord of Christmas. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.